Grossmargin was affected by adjustments in personnel, a higher revenues in the external market, and also the volatility of the Volare segment, the valuation of real over dollar, and a higher mix of products, especially on the road segment with sales on freight. EBITDA was 140 million, positively affected by the recognition of ICMS processes and the exclusion of ICM and COFINS, with an impact of 182 million reais. The consolidated net income in the second quarter 2021 was 200 million, with margin of 24%, benefiting not only by the gains mentioned, recognized in the line of other operating revenues, but also the reflex of processes in the financial results in result of the monetary update and exclusion of ICMS of PIS and COFINS. Positive impacts of 163 million. Now I'm going to turn to James, that is going to talk about the performance and the outlook for the coming months.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome you all and thank right now your attendance today. We are going to start talking about the performance and outlook for the domestic market. On the road segment, we continue to see the strength of the freight segment that accounted for 73% of the quarter. Traditionally, the sector would account for 20%-30% of the road segment. Because of social distancing and the possibility of passenger buses for company employees, that increased. Now, the pickup of heavier buses, Marcopolo announced the launch of Generation 8. Generation 7 has been a hit in sales for 12 years and still shows a model that is ahead its time. With the launch of G8, we further consolidate gains in performance, design, security, focusing on our clients, users, and drivers' demands. G7 and G8 will live together, thinking of the application of the products in segments with higher or lesser value added. Luciano will talk about the characteristics of the new generation further on. In urban buses, the recovery is continuing to be slower.
More about Caminho da Escola and the bids that we have ongoing. We continue to have the buses in a share of 58% in the quarter. If added to the quarter, the share would be 64.3%. Now we are going to go to the next slide. The market scenario will continue quite challenging in the third quarter.
The maturity of sales took place in the second of the set in the second wave, and we are not going to have the Road to School program. The mix will continue light in the coming months, and we expect a higher recovery only in the fourth quarter after consolidation of vaccination and the definitive opening of all markets. This reality is going to be true both in Brazil and in the external market as well. To adapt to this new reality, we continue to make adjustments of our staff and using tools as the flexibility of work shifts. The effects have a negative effect on the short term, but we believe this is extremely necessary to bring Marcopolo to today's reality. In addition to G8, we also launched the new Volare family and also road buses for freight use. All these launches focus on the innovative strengths of Marcopolo that is focused on bringing solutions to our clients and more comfort and safety to our users. Basically, all these launches are going to let us leave the pandemic with a refreshed line of products. Now we are going to turn to André, our International Operations Officer, that is going to talk about the outlook for the external market.
Thanks, James. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to talk about our operations in the international market. Marcopolo, as you know, is a global company, and here we show the countries to which we sell on a recurrent basis. This number is growing year after year, and our goal is really scatter our presence in the international market. Our share in most of these countries is about 30 to 40%, and our focus is to continue to grow in the markets where we have strong presence, as Latin America with more than 40% share in Australia, but also go to countries and regions in which we still have a low share. There are several actions that are going on for this to succeed, and two projects should be highlighted. One is the Asia project. We still have little presence in this market. I'm going to talk more about the project on the next slide. And the US project, a mature market in terms of volume, and in which we are going in to have a Marcopolo product launched in the market. In recent years, we have built a team to grow externally, as I mentioned, with sales teams, exports teams, regional teams, all working for us to increase our global footprint to meet market needs as well as possible. And the unification of marks or brands was very important. Today, we are working for each one of the markets. Now, let's talk about the current situation of markets. The pandemic really affected our industry. You have seen that in the market. There was a retraction in the use of buses and fleets. The financial situation of our clients deteriorated, funds from local banks as well. And some markets, we have still high inventory, which affects the renewal of fleet. But we use this downtime to focus on markets that we believed that were more appealing, that had some movement regardless of the pandemic. And here I talk about freight buses for the mining segment. So we focused on the segment, and that's why we have had a growth in the international structure. So today, 77% of what is produced in Brazil is exported with the Marcopolo brand. all focus on trying to think of which the active segments are and also have a higher footprint in the international market. The positive note is that vaccination is going on. It started very slow in the main countries to which we sell, but it picked up, and we see that countries that started first with vaccination, like Chile, Uruguay, are already starting to show signs of recovery. And when we talk to our main operators, there is the beginning of optimism for recovery in the fourth quarter this year. Of course, we talk about passengers coming back, summer vacations. This is the case of Chile and the prospects of Argentina. Of course, it takes time for us to recover fleet numbers, but we start already to show an interesting movement. And there is a sign that markets are starting to quote new products. We also had the virtual launch and the face-to-face launch of G8. Luciano is going to talk about that. But clients have reacted very positively, and we are sure this product is going to be a watershed, a product that will place us in a higher level in terms of product and functionalities. Our focus on exports is to continue grow, extending our targets, and this is what we are working for. If we go to the next slide and talk about international operations, the countries in which we have plants. We had an important restructuring in recent years, growing share in more profitable operations, as in the case of Australia back there and Argentina, where we increased share, leave less profitable operations. We did that in Russia in the past and more recently in India. So we're always paying attention to opportunities of growth to meet our global strategy. We changed four of the six CEOs in international operations, and now we have a more cohesive, stronger team, more focused on results. We have had good gains in the restructuring. We used the crisis to do our homework, and our companies are almost doubling their operational efficiency. Of course, the markets are still affected, but we are going to see in the bottom line gains reflected when the market comes back. We are also reviewing our operations strategically. So our objective is really raise the bar of our companies. There's lots of good work being performed, and you should see results as markets start to recover. So we're really taking the company to the next level. Talking about our six most important operations, Argentina, the urban segment continues active. It has a need for renewal, and that's why we have been structuring our operations to be stronger in the segment. We consolidated two plants in one in the past, and our focus is to increase our daily bus production. We have been able to do so. In June, we produced almost double of what we had in previous quarters, and we are focusing on gaining efficiency in an accelerated manner. Road buses continue. Again, vaccination, a pickup of the market in the fourth quarter that is showing. And so we see positive results for the operation. Colombia also shows an interesting improvement. The number of operators start to increase. We are very much focused on the market with very strong presence in the main businesses that take place in Bogotá, Cali, and Medellín. We closed a package for more than 400 electric cars for the transportation system. We started production this month, and that is going to give us very good utilization of the plant in the coming months. We had a difficult period of demonstrations in the country. That was not for the company, it was a general strike in the country. But even with this, we see a very good prospect for the year. Mexico industry continues to be quite retracted. The market dropped 50% from 2019 to 2020. From 20 to 21, it should not grow more than 10%. So the number of units sold is much lower than what we had in 2019. And a very light mix. Today, we have the freight buses. Road segment is very important, intercity. We know, again, G8 can be a watershed for this segment, as it is in the whole Marco Polo. We understand that the lighter mix has tighter margins. So we are using this moment to focus on internal action, things that we can control, focus on operational efficiency, optimizing costs, new products, G8, as I mentioned, but also buses for freight use and exports, again, to improve profitability. And therefore, we believe that we are going to have more competitiveness to go into international market. South Africa also retracted, but barriers and frontiers are opening. We had a very important structuring in the operation in recent years with actions of operational efficiency, gains in market share. We gained important transactions in the beginning of the year that has helped us with our results, improving our competitiveness and focusing on exports. We had a very important presence in the external market in South Africa. And now with the recovery, we see more opportunities to go back to good profitability in the export market. Yeah, we are diversifying our businesses, establishing partnerships that we are going to disclose more about the future. But we really want to take the operation to the next level. In Australia, we are starting to enjoy the results of our focus on better operations with the exchange of CEOs. Many of you know Tiago. We changed the whole leadership team in recent years. Now the team is more together, competitive, younger, really bringing Marco Polo to the game. And again, the situation is the same. The markets are still retracted, but we do believe that we are going to show good results. Australia is a mature market. They start to talk a lot about electric buses, and we are positioned to grow in the segment. China is an operation that is going through an important restructuring time. We don't want to be away from this market. We also changed key people in this operation. We really want to grow in a very differentiated manner. And we believe that in a few months, we are going to start to show very good news to you about the market. About international operations, this is what I had. So I would like to thank you, and I'm going to turn to João Paulo that is going to talk about Volare. Thanks, André. Good morning, everyone, for those of you who are attending us. So very briefly, I'm going to talk about the Volare business in the year of 2021, and also to talk about the next level of the Caminhos da Escola program. It's impossible to talk about Volare without talking about the microbuses segment in Brazil. After very difficult years for the segment, 2016 was the worst year for the microbuses segment, but then we started to recover. And basically, the market is growing. Last year, we had 37% of the total licenses that were provided. And now, 21, probably this is going to go to 40%. This is great for Volare because it's enjoying this time in the industry. And it is one of the segments that is really driving the recovery. And the freight segment, especially in the agribusiness, mining, that has been a very positive surprise that has been showing good results. And also, when I talk about, public bids, not only the Road to School program, but also other bids, individual purchases that city administrations have for their health departments, educational departments, and others. In 2020, we had a year that was very much impacted by the crisis, but we had good performance. We grew market share in the segment in recent years. At 2020, we were at 59% share in the segment. And when we talk about market share, we are talking about this retail sales. We are not talking about the Road to School program. When we include the Road to School program, Volare's market share would be almost 40%. So we see the microbus segment very favorable, and we continue with very good prospects for 2021 in freight segments, agribusiness, and also a recovery of the Road to School program as schools start to go back to face-to-face classes, as well as tourism. Until June 21, we had a market share of 63%. And in addition, I would like to talk about Volare's share in the new license plates in Brazil, about 18% of total sales of buses in Brazil altogether. And in the pandemic, we did not stand still. We continued to develop new products. We recently launched, as James mentioned, a new Volare family that we call the New Attack, that is really a successful family. We have more than 300 units sold in the last 90 days. So we see the second half of 2021 very positively. We have good opportunities for public bids, not only major federal programs, but also at city and state levels. We see that the public sector is starting to pick up, and also the agribusiness and mining segments showing very good recovery. With that, Volare is going to have the best performance in recent years, and we are very happy about that. If you don't know Volare very well, this is a segment in which we have very particular strengths. We have a very diversified, scattered network with lots of points of sales in Brazil and abroad. We have the largest portfolio in the market in the segment, and we generally work with the coverage of products with ready to deliver to really meet the needs of our clients. A very flexible line of products that can be used in different applications. And also, we see that Volare is enjoying this increase in the microbus segment and providing a better social distancing in the category of smaller buses. Talking about the Road to School program, in mid-21, we completed phase nine of the program. That was that huge success. We had about R$770 million in revenues in the program, 4,800 units to be provided. We already delivered 4,612 vehicles. And it is possible that we have new units being licensed. We know that there is a delay sometimes that can vary up to 70 to 90 days for the bus to be licensed after its delivery. 1,579 of the microbuses that we built together with Volkswagen, 732 in the RE1 product, our full Volare product, 1,612 of RE3, in the category of 20 tons with Volkswagen, 304 of RE4, the complete product, and 385 of the microbus Hi-Dec with Volkswagen as well. You know very well, and you saw the results of phase 10 public bid that took place about 60 days ago, and we are enabled to deliver other 3,900 units with potential net revenues for the next months of 870 million reais. These three products, again, we have 1,000 of RE1, 2,500 of RE3 urban, again in a partnership with Volkswagen, and 400 with the low-deck unit, our full product, Volare. We see very good prospects and scenarios for phase 10, and we are in a final project of certification together with the hiring agency. We have expectations in the fourth quarter to produce about 800 units. I think this is a very positive note that along 2022, we are probably going to have the capacity of delivering the whole 3,900 units in the programs. Well, this is what I had to say. I thank you very much for attending, and now I turn over to our next speaker.
Thank you, João Paulo. Now Luciano is going to take the floor.
Good morning. I'm going to talk about G8. You talked about the new generation that shows our capacity to innovate and again to go to the next level in intercity transportation. We have more than 140 new features in this vehicle with 60 patents in development with focus on safety, pace, passenger comfort, reliability in application, and operational costs. In terms of comfort, as you can see in the images, we developed a new generation of modular seats, and therefore they can be used not only in intercity buses, but also microbuses, as João Paulo showed. Innovation, comfort, design, colors, fabrics in a constant of space that ensures comfort in between seats. The highlight is the new interior design, greater room with a gain of 3% of space. Also we focused on the drivers. You see the image of our cockpit, again, focus on comfort, ergonomics, and connectivity. In the center, you see our head unit. We integrated an electronic solution embarked on the buses. In addition to connectivity, it gives the capacity to monitor any anomaly on the bus, which makes the lives of drivers easier. Control settings are much easier. With just a click, they can configure several features of the bus, and also they can connect to the garage, showing information to our operators about location, distance, occupancy of seats, if seats are fastened. So real innovation about embarked intelligence, which is unique on the segment. On the next slide, I highlight our headlights. We have a full LED headlights. You see the comparison between generation seven and eight. We gained lots of visibility and reach compared to the competition, 3.5 times higher. That again brings us safety, visibility when driving during the night, and certainly avoiding accidents in the future. Again, an important differentiator for G8, reliability, integrity of headlights. In addition, there are several other items in terms of external safety. We changed fully the structure of the metal structure of the vehicle, which again generates greater safety to passengers. New features that all together bring to all greater visibility, greater safety, new windshields, new back rear mirrors, again, bringing safety and comfort to all. I'd like to highlight that one of the main features, as I mentioned, more than 140 new features, which translate in profitability to our operators. G8 brings gains not only in an appealing design, but also in its aerodynamics that is very optimized compared to G7. Well, G7 was already with a very high level in terms of aerodynamics, but G8 goes even further. We had gains of 11% in the aerodynamics coefficient, which really makes us stand out in the market, almost closer to a car now. On the next slide, that translates in savings in fuel, not only because of aerodynamics, but also weight. We used alternative lighter materials. We worked with materials that are 100% recycled, and also lighter materials, like BCPD, which is 20% lighter than fiberglass and also has a better thermal performance, so for the air conditioning to be more efficient as well. We see savings in fuel and also from 3%-5% in energy as a whole. If we translate that into numbers for operators that use the buses 800,000 kilometers a year, you're talking about 10,000 reais of savings a year per vehicle, which really is going to be a differentiator for our clients. Important to say, in addition to the fantastic product, innovative design, safety, comfort, we also worked a lot on our manufacturing processes with gains in efficiency. We are automating more and more our processes. We see the new line here dedicated to G8, and also with G7, and they are more and more with independent processes, welding machines that are the most modern, with gains in the consumption of electric energy of 60%, online monitoring. We increased our automation process more than tenfold compared to the previous generation. We worked very much on the seats. Here you see our assembling line for the seats, completely automated.
And here again, we used G8 in this modular concept of seats that can be used in all our vehicles, not only intercity, but also freight, microbuses, and others. This is a process that really increased from 30%-90% our automation levels in the assembly of seats. We also innovated, and there are several safety tests here. This is a test that we conducted in a double deck that was really unique. This is not required in the domestic or international markets, but we decided to do that to bring more safety to our passengers. In addition to online tests, we also had face-to-face in-person tests with fantastic results and really excelling any expectations when we have any kind of drop down. Another unique test is, you know, a consequence of our very strong work for the safety of drivers and passengers. We conducted tests to validate this safety with, you know, frontal crash using buses, one equipped with the new features and the other not. We also had simulated rescue operations with the fire department, and the test really brought us a huge differentiator to Marcopolo in terms of safety to drivers and passengers. I'm going to show you the video that shows the crash, and that was conducted in a test field. Next slide, please. It's important to say that we also, as I mentioned, work together with the fire department just to simulate rescue operations, and the gains were significant in terms of number of survival rates and also the time of rescue was much diminished. Also important to say that with this test, we're able to validate our methodologies of simulation. In addition to prove physical results, from now on, we have the numeric methodology to conduct simulations much faster, not only on intercity buses, but in our full line, which shows an innovation of our processes able to use virtual technology more and more. This is an image of the vehicles that crashed, and you see clearly the integrity that was provided to driver. You see, probably not a scratch, not really anything invading their space, and again, providing free access to passengers and drivers. We do believe this is a major differentiator in the market, safety to our drivers. Next slide, please. Well, this is all I had for you. These are just some features of the 140 that were developed, and I'm going to be open to your questions. Thank you, and I'm going to turn now to Eduardo.
Thanks, Luciano. Now we are going to open for your questions. You have a number available to send your questions on WhatsApp. I'm going to read your questions. If you please want to identify yourselves when you send your questions, do so. I'm showing the number on the screen.
And now we are going to deliver the Marco Polo Award, reaching 21 points. Well, dear colleagues, analysts, and other attendees, Marco Polo's officers, it is a great satisfaction that APIMEC Brasil delivers you the seal for 20 years of meetings nonstop. Marco Polo has been with us all those years. It is an honor. Even last year, with the pandemic, we had to rethink all our model, going from in-person to online, but we were able to have the meeting. Marco Polo's was one of the first. So congratulations to the company for all these years, and this is the platinum seal that we give you.
Thanks, Lucy. I'm going to wait a few minutes to collect the questions, and we'll start. I already have one here with me, and we are waiting for your next questions. So the first question comes from Wagner from Quantitas Salarabi, and it is an open question. There are two questions, and I will try to answer them, but we have the whole Marco Polo management here, so whoever wants to add to my answer, please do so. So the first question is, new marketplaces such as Abusa focus on reducing prices to end users. Can that increase the use of buses, reducing the loss of passengers to other types of vehicles? This is the first question. So I'm going to start answering, but please, anyone can join me in the answer. Well, there is an answer to your question, but I think that has to do with the characteristics and regulations of markets. It depends on how the system is going to mature, especially when you're talking about legislation. To enable these new players in this market, today I do not have a final answer to your question, because the legal framework is not finalized. Wagner's next question is if we could estimate in recurring numbers the size of reduction of our fixed costs after the closing of plants, downsizing, and restructuring of the company, and how much would that reflect on our margins and ROIC. So I'm going again to start answering, but please, anyone can add to my answer. We had expressive reductions in fixed costs, more concentrated in the second half of last year, but also the first quarter, the first and second quarter of this year. I would say that we had a reduction of costs of about 60 million reais, but these are preliminary numbers. It can even be more than that, considering that we are taking the level of fixed costs to what was similar to the second half of last year. We used tools to suspend work contracts, reduce shifts, layoffs. So with these measures and adjustments, we are bringing prices to a differentiated level, costs, I mean. And we believe that this is a number that we can say today, but certainly other opportunities will come, including the sale of assets.
Good morning, Wagner. Just to add to what Eduardo mentioned, of course, the company is always watching for opportunities, and we are always trying to adapt to the market the best way possible, so making all necessary adjustments to keep healthy and be able to go through these times that have been very challenging, as I mentioned in the beginning of my presentation. The bus market was promising a great recovery for 2019 and 2020, but then the pandemic hit, and it was really brutal for our segment. Today, if we look for the future with, vaccination and all, we can see better days to come. But still, we are going to have a third quarter that is going to be very challenging. And as João Paulo mentioned in the beginning, we do not have in this quarter the Road to School program. This is coming back in the fourth quarter. But we have been making the necessary adjustments, and therefore we are having less impact on our results, as we mentioned before. The next question comes from Marcelo Motta from JP Morgan, and he's asking us to talk about raw material costs. Thinking of gross margin. Yes, this has been another element that has made our results more difficult. And this is, again, not for Marcopolo, but for the whole of the industry that has been impacted by increase in raw material costs. And tighter margins result from the increase of raw material costs. And the whole industry is being affected with that. And considering, the difficulties in our market, and again, that is very much affected by the pandemic, in some cases, it is very difficult to pass on prices. When you have a retracted market, passing on costs is even more difficult. We always try to do that, but sometimes you cannot do that immediately because, again, the whole market is very much affected, very much retracted. So we did have an impact on the increase of raw material costs. It seems that this is starting to slow down, but it was certainly one of the factors that contributed for us to have lower gross margins. We have a question now from Tarcísio asking about the sales of our plants in Planalto, in Caxias, and Três Rios. Well, the real estate market is starting to show this year a bit more heated. So we do have three plants that are on sale: Sideral, Três Rios, and Caxias. We are working on the sales. In real, we have very good prospects to complete the sales soon. In Três Rios and Planalto, we are still working on the sale. We don't have anything concrete right now to disclose, but we are paying attention to that, and the intention is to sell the units. Tarcísio's next question is whether we have any other process to exclude ICMS from the taxation base of ICMS and COFINS. or if everything was accounted for. No, everything was accounted for, regardless of, not definite answers. We are still waiting for the final decision of the Supreme Court. The accounting rule demanded that this should be recognized in our financial statements, and we did so. All the effects have already been accounted for, the effects that we had in São Marino and Alplus, and the CEE, Marcopolo, Sideral, and Volare. Everything already recognized and duly accounted for. What we need now is to monetize this credit to our cash effectively, and we are working towards that. Our next question comes from Rafael Maia, and he has a question to André. André, what are the prospects in terms of exports for the second half of 2021? What are exports like, especially to Africa and Latin America?
Well, thanks for your question, Rafael. Well, we are taking part of some packages. We still need some confirmations, but we can have a very good prospect for the second half, and this is for both Latin America and Africa. We believe that we are going to have higher volumes with heavier vehicles, and we might have a very good prospect if these are confirmed.
The second question is about the exposure of sales for road buses in the Brazilian market. He's saying, in normal years, so what would be the breakdown between tourism, freights, and regular buses, and what is it like today? Then there is another question. Well, normal breakdown, and please, anyone can add to that. Each segment would account for approximately one-third of demand. So freights, one-third, regular lines, one-third, tourism, one-third. This breakdown today is completely different. What we call heavy intercity buses today account for 20% of sales, and depending on the month, even less. It's very much concentrated in the freight segment. In domestic market, even more concentrated. If you take a look at the whole intercity buses in Brazil, plus exports and international, that helps other models, especially heavier models. You take a look at the domestic market alone, it's more than 80% concentrated on freight buses.
Another question, are these prospects for the fourth quarter and 2022? Valiati, would you like to talk about the prospect for the fourth quarter?
Well, as vaccination advances, the prospect is for the market to start to recover in the fourth quarter, as I mentioned before. We are having a third quarter that is still very hard, but what we expect as the vaccination consolidates, we are going to show a recovery as of the fourth quarter, and the expectations that we should have a year of 2022 undoubtedly better than 2021. It's also important to always remember, despite all difficulties, the company continued to invest in new products, as our colleagues showed before. James mentioned it very well. Both in the Volare segment, we had the launch of products in the freight segment, and particularly the launch of Generation 8. As the market picks up, the company will be very well positioned to meet the demand. On the other hand, with all adjustments made, and that continue to be made, it is always easier to improve results and profitability and your growth models, when things start to get better, as opposed to get worse as we had in these 2 last years. We have very good prospects. We are always cautious, not to fail to do what has to be done for the company to keep healthy.
I would just like to add to this answer and to what Valiati mentioned. I think that we in the last year and a half have been facing the worst of all worlds, so to speak. We see an extremely depressed market, especially with regard to heavier intercity buses, which have always been our cash cows. On the other hand, inflation coming back that is really pressuring our internal costs. Precisely in a time in which the market is depressed. The only thing that we can do in such a scenario is really our internal costs. This is what we have been doing quite deliberately in the last year and a half. The good news is that all these adjustments are going to place us in a much more competitive level when the market returns. When it does so, we are going to have a scenario of growth, especially when you're talking about regular lines and tourism, because we know that no one can stand staying home any longer. As people resume trust, to travel on buses, the traveling segment will come back, and that will increase demand. When demand is increased, it is much easier for us to work to improve our margins. Because in a scenario of greater demand, we can work also with the prices. This is just to add. But again, we are expecting the third quarter to be quite poor. We do not see an immediate recovery coming, but based on everything that we said before, we do see a much more promising fourth quarter. Also, we have to remember that fleets are aging. People in the last 2 years have not renewed their fleets, so this need for renewal will show also as the market recovers.
Thank you, James. I have a question from Victor, from Bradesco. How is G8 being accepted by our clients? I can talk about that. I have been monitoring that from close, presentations of the new generation to our clients, and the comments have been the best possible, even that excelling our expectations, to tell you the truth. I think you all had the opportunities to hear the comments of our main clients on our live presentation when we introduced G8. In addition to those comments, we have had even clients that are,
making the sacrifice to buy G8 this year, even being outside their plans, because it really makes a difference, a very, very positive impact in all aspects. Everybody making excellent comments, specifically with regards to maintenance, and that will certainly have an impact. That is, it is so much easier to make maintenance that will impact clients' returns. So very, very positive returns so far. And it continues to be so as we introduce the generation to more and more clients.
Okay, Vitor has another question. First, he has a comment showing that Marcopolo had a very good result in the Road to School auction. And second, if we could talk about the competitive environment in urban and intercity buses.
I can say something about this question. Thanks, Vitor. Well, in the urban segment, as we mentioned, it was heavily impacted because passengers reduced their trips during the pandemic. But as James mentioned, first buses have a limit in terms of age to be able to be part of concession contracts in city administrations. So we believe that will lead to a fleet renewal very soon. And 22 is a year of elections, which is generally a year in which the urban market moves positively, especially in the period before elections. So in the year, the urban segment was very harshly impacted. Intercity segment, I think we talked a lot about the segment, but I would highlight two points that have not been mentioned so far. The year of 2022 is the year before a new law on emissions. So you know that as of 2023, we are going to have the introduction of Euro 6 in Brazil. And as all new technologies, it will bring complexity and additional costs to products. And therefore, that should be a favorable scenario for the renewal of fleets to be advanced, both in intercity and urban buses, but also in microbuses. There is an interesting comment about this, which is the segment of used buses, used intercity buses for freight companies. If that can increase in the post-pandemic, as the pandemic ends, we could have a sale of new buses. So the old buses were traded during the pandemic, but they are aged. They were used in the freight segment that really increased demand. But we see a movement as this fleet of used vehicles ages, as James and JP mentioned, there will be a need for new buses. And again, this is something that we always talk about, a scenario that is going to be different from what we see today. In the future, we see a need because services will start to pick up and they will need newer buses. Now, we have some questions that are a bit repeated. I'm going to read them a bit. There is one question about Eduardo Suzano that talks about projections, the vaccination going on, the road to school, the G8, the demand of the external demand. Can we have a better fourth quarter? I think that we already mentioned that, Valiati and others. Did mention that the fourth quarter should be much better than the third quarter. The third quarter is still very adverse, but in the fourth quarter, we see an increase in demand. So the demand is coming in the fourth quarter. So anyone is really focusing to receive new vehicles to the end of September, October, because we believe we are going to have a better end of year with a more soothed pandemic. And also, Eduardo, one factor that I really think that can affect that, and that we have been mentioning as a factor that is going to lead us to a better level, are the end-of-year vacations. Internal tourism will increase because there is still a limitation for international traveling. We don't think that Brazilians are going to be free to travel to the US and Europe yet. So we believe that internal traveling is going to increase towards the end of the year. And because of this increase of internal traveling, many travel agencies will start to buy vehicles to meet the demand. We have a question now about electric buses, if we have a project related to electric buses. And this is a question from Marco Antonio, and it is public news that we already have electric models, and this is not new. Luciano perhaps can talk a bit about electric, but it's already part of our product portfolio. Yes, we already have solutions in micro buses, intercity buses, I'm sorry, micro and urban buses, and we are now developing solutions for freight buses and others. So indeed, we have a very thorough portfolio. Micro, urban, bi-articulated buses, and not only in Brazil, but also in our international units. In Australia, we have seen a growth in the electric segment, and we have several deliveries already planned for Australia in electric buses. And André mentioned in Colombia, we also have an important pool of electric buses and a very broad portfolio for solutions in this area. Yeah, we received several questions about technical features of G8, for example. If there is a difference in space, seat positioning, improvements on ceilings, waterproof solutions. So we are going to answer these questions on a one-to-one basis, providing you with more technical information. We are going to get back to you, giving a very detailed information on your questions. Now we have a question to James about the succession process. If he can give us an update about the succession process, the CEO succession process. I'm sorry, can you repeat your question, Eduardo? It's a question from André, and he's asking for an update of our CEO succession process. Well, this is ongoing. Because of the crisis, it kind of slowed down, So we still do not have any information about that.
Okay, now we have some questions about the recovery of the company profitability.
Different people asking about that. I think that we mentioned a lot about our profitability recovery process as the pandemic slows down and markets start to recover. This will start to show in the fourth quarter, and our prospects for 2022 are very positive. As we mentioned, in addition to the end of the pandemic, quote unquote, we have the Road to School program in a full year. We have, new demand. So there are very important things that will happen for the year of 2022 that will certainly help us.
There is a question here about products to Luciano, asking if we have a project for Euro 6, if we are ready for Euro 6. The question comes from Adriano.
Yes, I would say yes. The very development of G8, we already developed Euro 6 solutions. So the vehicle is Euro 6 compliant, even with technical advantages in terms of body and in all the lines. We also have Euro 6 compliance lines going on for microbuses and others. So we are very well prepared. I think that Marcopolo has, an advantage because we have very customized solutions, and Euro 6 really, brings needs in terms of coupling with chassis and others that we can do quite easily without losing space in terms of luggage room or passengers. So the answer is that we are very well prepared to meet Euro 6 demand. Okay, I'm going to go now to the last question from Josemar, asking if G8 can be used for all bodies. Luciano, can you answer this question? G8 is a solution for intercity buses. In the launch of GSET, it was very unique. We had, first the Paradiso 200, then the double deck that was launched about 6 months later. And with G8, we have the whole family. Paradises 1050, 1200, 1350, 1600, all of them. And also recently, we had the launch of the Viaggi 800, which is our solution for freight buses that carry several features of G8. So it is part of G8 family with the modular seats that I showed you. So with G8, we are launching the full family to all models right from the start.
Thank you, Luciano. Well, these were the questions that we had. And of course, if you have any more questions, please contact us after this call, and we are going to try and answer your questions as thoroughly as possible. Now I'm going to turn the call back to APIMEC for us to close. Well, thank you very much, James, Valiati, all the officers that were present in this meeting. APIMEC can only thank you for the partnership. Let's meet again next year. And I would also like to thank the attendants and say that you're going to receive a questionnaire to assess our event, and please, if you can give us your feedback, this is very important, not only for APIMEC Brazil, but for Marcopolo as well. Thank you very much, and now I'll turn to Valiati for his final remarks.
Well, once again, I would like to thank you so much, Lucy, for your kind collaboration that has enabled us to have this meeting with Ancapmec Brasil and all of you that attended this call. Remember that our IR team will continue to be available to provide any information or further clarifications you may need. I wish you a very good day and best regards.
Thank you very much.